Welcome to Financial Services Online's weekly insurance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, bringing you the latest and most significant updates in the Australian insurance world. Let's start with a big move from our Senate. On November 28th, our Senate intensified its oversight on the insurance premiums, shining a light on the national insurance affordability issue. Spearheaded by Green Senator Maureen Faruqi, the Senate inquiry led to an engaging discourse about the need for greater transparency in premium pricing. The recommendations also point to vital initiatives such as a national platform for natural disaster data, with possibilities to expand the Disaster Ready Fund. While discussions around a levy on mineral extraction corporations remain contentious, the Insurance Council of Australia looks forward to collaborative discussions on these findings. Next, an update from the Insurance Council of Australia, the ICA. Everyone. The ICA is advocating for a sea change in the advice regulations, a move that's drawn support from both industry officials and consumers. Focused on simplifying insurance advice, the government too is pushing for reforms that are set to transform the advisory frameworks. The proposals promise greater clarity and introduce new classes of advisors with specialized training. The intended result? More personal interaction, trust, and a step toward client-centered insurance guidance. Now, an update from the legal courts. A salon owner recently emerged victorious in a landmark compensation claim dispute over a laser machine with QBE Insurance. Criticizing the ambiguity of contractual terms, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority supported the salon owner's arguments and set a precedent for consumer-centered approaches in policy disputes. Our final update echoes the call for client centricity in insurance, this time on the privacy front. In another landmark ruling, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with a claimant against Southern Cross Travel Insurance's data access practices. The authority highlighted the need for a balance between privacy and investigation, thus setting the precedent for modified consents to protect consumers' privacy rights. That's it for this week's Insurance News Wrap. For more news and information about personal and business insurance, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, keeping you informed about the pulse of the insurance sector in Australia. Join me again next Sunday for another weekly roundup. Until then, stay informed and stay insured.